Hi, this is John. Before we begin today's podcast, I would like to invite you to visit my website, johnburney.org, where you can join my mailing list, contact me directly for private one-on-one work, access written, audio, and video teachings, and sign up for retreats, as well as find the schedule for my public gatherings. May you realize true peace and happiness. What will it take to dissolve your mind? Your mind's control. Freedom is the absence of the thought called I. So ask yourself this question: who's in control? Asking the question isn't really enough. You really have to feel what I'm talking about. To feel the wanting to be in control. So if you can get there through the question, then good. Who's in control? What is this wanting to be secure? If you're aware right now of awareness, that's all. That's enough. No thinking is necessary. You're done with thinking. At least from a spiritual point of view. You did what you needed to do to awaken to your fundamental presence. However, if you're caught, if you're in the struggle, then you might ask yourself some questions about it. Find the questions that release you, that relax you, that allows opening to happen. Like, have you been nice to yourself today? And you might say, well, why would you ask that? Because when you're nice to yourself, yourself tends to let go. It tends to open and relax and eventually not even be there. There's just love. There's just glowing openness. I know it's what you really want because I can feel it. It's like feeling a rosebud just ready to bloom. You can feel it. And you come here because it's like a kind of like a hothouse for roses. Helps them bloom a little bit. Hydroponically. I was kind of joking around when I wrote the little tweet for today, or the little teaching, be out of control. I thought, oh, that's just a perfect teaching. Just need to put an equals, like a little algebraic formula. Being equals free of control. That's why it helps to practice mindfulness or body awareness or breath, because you can feel the control. You can feel the clamping, the tightening, the gripping. And as you breathe into your body, as you open, your cells, your nervous system becomes more conscious. Because breath and consciousness are the same thing. Breath and consciousness and energy and presence, they're all the same thing. Even thought is actually energy. But like anything, it can contract or it can open. So cultivate a mind that energetically opens you. And there's so many ways to do that. Yeah. You can explore that and be creative. When you're fully here, thought is not in the way. It may or may not even be present. The mind may be completely silent. That's nice. But if it's struggling, if you're struggling, give yourself some compassion first. Be kind to yourself. Gentle. And most of us have to learn that, I think. Because usually we're just really hard on ourselves. We're always judging and comparing and regretting and looking back and looking forward and not even here. No wonder you feel abandoned, you know, because you're not taking care of yourself. But if you bring attention into your breath, into your body, into your sensing, into your feelings, into your desires, whatever's happening, your aversions, your confusions, you'll find awareness opens. You'll start to become open. Openness is the movement of your true nature. And that's the main thing to get, to deeply understand experientially. And it could be as simple as just relaxing. Getting in a hot bath, breathing and letting go, letting the body let go of its defensiveness, its fear of being unloved, unfulfilled, hurt in some way. Taken advantage of. Because when you take care of yourself, you're cultivating deep healing, deep healing. So when you sit like this in here, it's deep healing work. And in that, the heart and the spirit emerge and flourish. They just do. You don't have to figure out how to have an open heart. You don't have to figure out how to be loving. When that blossom is ready, it will bloom and be fragrant. So be kind to yourself if that isn't happening. Say, well, I don't feel loving. I'm just pissed off that Trump is running for president. That's scary as shit. Whatever you're feeling, whatever's pushing your buttons, that's where the juice is. That's where transformation is possible. So instead of running away from your buttons being pushed or trying to avoid them being pushed, notice that they're being pushed. And find the space of awareness that can really grok it, that can really be the space around it that lets it have what's happening. Then miracles will happen. Freedom will naturally emerge, so-called liberation. And then living life fully is possible, regardless of what's your condition, regardless of whatever so-called personal limitations you might have. If you can just sense this space energy here, this presence, then give yourself fully to that. Let go into that, surrender into that.
And if you're caught in your mind and it's flying somewhere, spinning, that's just probably some kind of clearing going on, some kind of purging. That's okay. Don't fight it. Just have a voice in there that brings you back here to your breath, to your body, to your feelings. So if you've asked yourself the question, who's in control? Realize that, all that is wanting to be secure. And then say, oh, that's okay. It's okay to want to be secure. Then your heart can release its fear and can open into love. Because that's what it does. There might be a few tears, a few shakes in the body, or screams, I don't know, whatever. Okay. So all I'm saying is, if you're in control, don't worry about it. That will guide you. That will be a way to find your way. Because whatever your condition of resistance is, whatever your condition of holding back or struggling is, it's your way. So let it teach you what it wants. And you'll be free. That's where you trust deeply that it's working. That it isn't something you have to believe in or have to learn or have to be zapped into. A little zapping might sometimes helps.
Is it on?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So what's happening right now?
There's a little bit of thinking, but there's also a lot of space. And I've just been feeling really grateful for your help since the retreat in November when we talked about that locked in anger, rage-y thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't been doing anything about it, but something is just lifting and dissolving.
Mm, nice.
And I mentioned to you in the email that I sent today that when I worked with Daria...
I didn't see her email.
Oh, that's hilarious. And you knew that I wanted to come up. Well, I sent you an email today talking about something that I wanted to talk to you about tonight.
Oh, really?
You tricky devil. So we had that conversation about the rage being suppressed for so long, you know, creating this depressive state for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the weekend after that was my weekend at the Tamalpa Institute, and I worked with Daria Halperin.
Oh, yeah.
So we did a one-on-one session, and she was having me more actively address that anger and almost make an effigy of my father and relate to him. And at first I thought, this is not going to get very real, but it got really real. And it was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But she encouraged me to start doing a practice of doing an anger dance every day. just thought, I can't get it up to do that. So my question really was, because I remember when I talked to you, is there something I need to be meditating on or, you know, some kind of practice around it? You said that mostly I would probably notice a lot of sorrow coming up around the origins of all of this. And that's been true, not in any really big, heavy way, but just kind of flowing out.
So you're wanting some kind of reality check on it right now.
Yeah.
You're open right now and connected. That will take you wherever you need to go. Whether you're jumping around screaming or...
So in other words, if it feels good, do it.
I came from that tradition. Yeah, you're obviously finding your way. You know, it's great to have feedback. It's great to have processes and help along the way. And then it's also great to be, to trust your own process.
Yeah. And I
Because nobody knows what's right for us. Nobody. Not really.
Mm-hmm. I feel that really happening.
That's great.
Self-trust.
I can see, that's what I'm seeing, mm-hmm. is a kind of, I hate to use the word because it's so cliche, but empowerment,
mm-hmm.
in a good way.
Like Khaleesi.
Yeah. That's what I'm sensing and seeing. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Pleasure. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just sitting here trying to form this question, and I was thinking about, you were a professional violin player, or a concert violinist.
Yeah, I wasn't a professional, but anyway.
And it's a struggle with creative expression. And this all feels so good. This work, these last years. This peace. I'm finding my way into these things that are good for me. And I find myself here, and I find myself in things that are self-healing, and I find myself even physical exercise, things like I just do them. And I realize I'm doing them for my own good and for healing. And it just
beautiful.
It feels so good.
And the creative will naturally come out too.
Well, it's a lifelong longing to write.
Beautiful.
And I've had the training, the space, the skill to do it. And I saw you, like, with your training and with your you know, everything that was given to you, and a beautiful violin sitting next to you and just not picking it up. I have everything I need to do it. And I want to do it so badly, and I don't.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's a reality check to let it go. It's just something I need to do, but I'm not supposed to. Or if it's a permission or a fear, because it hurts not to. And when I do, there's moments when I do, I take classes or something, it feels so fulfilling. It's amazing when I get to. And there's nothing in my way not to. And I don't. And I would like...
Nothing obvious.
Nothing that I can... Yes, nothing that's out external. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to get to the not obvious.
Or do I just let it go?
That's not the answer either.
Okay, good. I don't want it to be the answer.
It's not. There isn't an answer here. It's something else. I'm going to help you with it. Okay. Put your hands here and relax. How do you feel about the fact that you don't?
I'm judgmental. You're lazy. Yeah. Distracted.
Yeah.
I'm very judgmental.
Right. And what's that voice saying?
If it's not perfect, don't do it.
Do you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Just sit here with that. There you go. Do you feel what's happening right now? There's an opening happening right now.
There's some compassion.
You gave awareness to the condition, and now space is showing up. There's nothing to do, and there's nothing to figure out. But you just brought the condition into awareness. It's not that you're not doing it. That's not the issue. It's the judgment. Feel how it opens as I even say that? So let that be in the space. It's not about not judging.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to work. That'll just create more resistance in another way. But what we're doing is we're giving space to the judgment. See? And it opens. And you may, without even knowing how, I don't know if you will or you won't, but it's a very possible that you'll just go and start writing and you'll go, huh, I wonder what happened.
Okay, cool.
I'm not predicting it. I'm just saying it's possible. Mm-hmm. Because what's happening is that, you know, what we're really allowing here from the space of awareness is to let all the obstacles to the personal be dissolved and healed and integrated. That's right. Why life begins with awakening. That's the cool part. Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing because it's like an energy drain when I start.
Yeah, because you know on some level that you're actually preventing yourself from being nourished.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's kind of funny.
It is funny when see it. It's amazing. It's ridiculous. Yeah, you really, learning happens real quick when you start to get what you're just getting right now. And then it's the willingness over and over to let the judgment be in the space. Because that's programmed
the failure,
in there.
The failure.
You've got that heavy duty programmed in there.
Yeah.
You know, so you can expect it's going to come out. Whatever. It's actually like fuel. It's just, you know, fuel for the fire. It ceases to be obstacles. They're actually vehicles of transformation.
I wanted to know how to ride that, turn towards it.
This is how.
And not let it.
Yeah, but it may, I'm not saying it isn't going to be intense and cathartic and open, you know, could be a,
right now. Here it comes.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're really ready. And I've seen you now for over some time, mm-hmm. years. And there's a different person sitting in front of me. And you're ready. Not because you think you are.
Right.
That readiness isn't some willed decision. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. That's not it. Mm. It's knowing when to pick the fruit when it's ripe. Letting it ripen. There you go. See, you're just opening right up. And I'm sure it'll be a very powerful process for you. Particularly when it's inspired, when people get involved in inspired action, like creative, whether it's writing or music or sculpting or anything like that.
Right.
Creative stuff.
I have no agenda for it. I don't need it to get me anywhere. It's the longing to express.
But we all have this. Right. And you know what? It could actually show up as simple as just setting the table.
Mm-hmm.
And how you're making food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you eat in a restaurant where the food's inspired?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, it's a whole nother experience. Even, you can go to restaurants, great food, really fancy, whatever, and all that, and have horrible indigestion.
Yeah. It's like with the books I read that are inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
I read it, and I say, that I want to do that. I want to feel that. I am that.
Well, you're being,
and I don't. I just. That's just a block. And I may, you know, it's just been this block. So I'm ready to see if I can move past it.
Well, just let the block be there.
Mm.
And notice what's resisting the block. That's what we're talking about here. You can't get rid of the block. Every time you try, it's only going to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
This is where our intellectual mind does not get it. It is not logical.
Okay.
This is not logic. But when you have the experience, it makes complete sense. You understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what trust is.
Mm.
That's what being out of control is. It's trust. Trusting that the block will move when it's ready, that the that to let the judgment come up, the need to be perfect, or the demand to be perfect, more like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know, it's a tough one. Don't push it.
Mm.
Be gentle with this and see how it goes. We'll check in again.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
You're really welcome. Thank you very much.
How's it going?
Great. Thank you.
Come up and sit with you.
Sure.
Felt something going on under the skin when we were talking about losing control as a real appropriate topic.
Okay.
That's cool. I was actually, it's kind of right where I'm at. That whole surrender or letting go or whatever.
Good. So can you feel the holding on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all.
See, I also feel that there's like a not ready to let go or something.
That's okay. That's okay. What happened just as I pointed out and you notice the holding, do you know what happened?
It released.
Opened. That's the teaching.
No,
seriously, this is what I call the spring-loaded cabinet.
It was even happening. That's why I said I felt something under my skin when you were talking about it. It's like I can feel it working out stuff. You know, like just coming in this evening, I actually started getting the giggles and stuff. Like, sorry. But no, it's happened the last couple of times I've been in here.
Yeah.
I'll be like, busy from work all day and not like particularly, fuck yeah, And then I'll come in here and like sit down and,
this environment will
get the
cook you. It will activate what's
imbalanced. Now, like the more I've been coming for a while now, and it's like my sensitivity is aware enough to where I can actually feel it working. And
good.
Before it was just like come in because you don't know any better or whatever. I don't know.
But something in you knows because it tries. People are, if they're not ready to come here, they're not coming, or they're going to run out the door.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
The whole like letting go of control, because it feels like, I did the wound up practice for a long time,
I love that. That's funny. Wound up practice.
I'm talking about.
I do. Like, that's a great description. Like getting up with bat, or the pitcher, Never mind. Go ahead.
Oh no, because it does. It feels like something's getting ready to release, and I've felt like a building up of a resistance toward it,
mm-hmm.
And I have noticed it before, and now it just really, like something is like really scary about the letting go of control, because I got like a lot of really good things happening in my life right now, and I'm like, cool, can I say the S word?
Can't hear that. I'm sorry. But
can I say the S word? Like I feel bad about cussing at Satsang. It makes me like, I don't feel like, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to not. But it's like on one hand I have some really cool stuff happening in my life, and then it's like you want like cool stuff in your life or control. Cool stuff in your life or control. It's like, it really, I'm starting to see that there is like a real simplicity in the whole surrender and letting go, and when you're in resistance rather than when you're in acceptance and stuff. And I'm just afraid, man. Like, I don't want to lose control, because like, Eckhart Tolle like wound up on a park bench for like 2 years looking at ducks. Dude, I don't want to be on a park bench all like geeked out.
We'll make sure that doesn't
like
happen.
No, dude, that's like seriously, like the whole like letting go, like I don't want to like
we only let lose certain my people shit, do that. You know?
But yeah, no, that's what some people happens for that. Like some people get like all geeked out like when something really like loses it, you know? And yeah, I'm actually like
so that's there, the fear. That's me, the fear speaking that you're going to be out of control in a way that's not functional.
That's not like manageable or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a natural fear. Okay. So just let that be in the space right now, because you don't know what. I mean, what? You know, but that.
But you know, he was like, I'll sit there talking to ducks and stuff. Like,
this is your mind tripping. Okay.
So no, I know.
Yeah, it's funny. I like it, but come on back. Come on back.
It's for real though. There is like a serious fear of like that dysfunctional stuff that happens. Cause I get those ones.
And so let's be right here with it right now. Not jump ahead. Cause that's exactly right. That you can notice that it's a fear. So let this, we're just here now. It's safe right now, isn't it? Basically, relatively speaking. Even if it isn't, even if it feels unsafe right now, see if you can bring some space, some awareness around it, like you are right now. That's good. We're not trying to get rid of it or stop it or push it away or anything like that, okay? And you don't want your mind tripping out on...
No, even if it trips out, like, I'm still here.
So stay here. Come on back. That's good. This is... And you see what happens when you bring yourself back is your opening happens. Opening starts happening. Which is really... transmutation. What that means is that the condition, the energy of the condition of the fear is being released into pure energy. Mm-hmm. And that is our spacious full awareness. That's why there is no self. Don't think about it. Don't think about that. We are pure consciousness fundamentally. I'm not saying we don't have an identity that's functional. We do. That's fine. Not a problem. Good. See, now you're being here, right? You feel that? How's it feel now?
I still feel a little bit of tension.
Okay.
You know, like the word unks, like not like anxiety, like I'm tripping out, but like just a little bit of tension.
Okay. Can you be with it? Can you just sense it? Allow it. Good. That's all. It's important.
No, and it's letting go. And like we've spoke about before, it's almost a little bit beyond words. You know, like it's actually it's a process functioning on its own.
Yeah.
Like I can actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's an energetic, often kinesthetic, energetic process. Definitely. Working with the breath can be helpful. So just drop your attention down into your belly. Because down in the belly, if you can let your awareness go into the breath in the belly, that often can relax the nervous system. Feel your feet on the ground so you start to become more aware through the whole structure and tissues of your nervous system. And that can be incredibly helpful if you're getting wound up. There you go. Very good. And I wouldn't sit, I'd sit open like this so that you can channel, so that your energies can ground. Yeah, you can put your hands on your, that's good. Do some sitting like this. That'll help. And drop, that's very good, and drop into the breath. That's excellent. Feel a difference? You're getting more grounded, which will be helpful for you.
It's not really me. It's getting grounded. But what? Yeah, no, I got you.
I know. You got a fun mind. It's a real partier. We'll invite you to the party. Right? Yeah. That's good. Just drop back into the breath. Takes a while for the energy to integrate through the nervous system, for the body to be able to handle all that energy. Okay. Good to see you.
Thanks.
Okay. Hi.
I can feel some stuff coming up tonight. So I thought maybe we could sit and
sure.
See what that looks like.
Sure.
I feel more nervous than usual. I feel
a lot of energy.
Yeah.
We have a meter now. We're gonna.
Yeah.
When it gets to the dangerous levels, we will have little warning signs, little warning beeps go off. Sorry. I'm bad like him. You know, I do the same thing. It's not bad. I'm kidding. So that's when you're getting amped,
mm-hmm.
which means there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Is there emotion coming up too?
Yeah.
Let that happen. Can you?
Try.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay to let it come out. You're getting more open, much more open. How are you feeling now?
A lot better.
Yeah, and your field, you're so much more radiant now. We hold in our light, we hold back our beauty. We do. I mean, not consciously. There's no blame in that. It's not even. We're not even aware we're doing it. This is why bringing awareness to the resistance, to the tension, to the fear, to the anxiety, whatever's going on, the blocks.
I think I have this idea that in order to be strong, that I have to hold in
mm-hmm.
and project that strength, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. Well, that's what you learned. That's what you learned, and that's what worked.
Yeah.
But there's a different kind of strength and power, really, that comes from transformation. That's completely at ease and not personal and not self-conscious at all. Yeah. You're not projecting now, and you're beautifully strong. You're deeply tuned into your presence right now, to the presence. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
I think I'm resisting this desire to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how we keep fooling ourselves. That's why I encourage questioning, so you don't believe your story. Ah, so nice. Feel the difference?
I feel like it's opening up.
It is. It is.
I still have this like loop, mind loop, that I'm trying not to pay a lot of attention to.
Yeah, just let it rant or whatever. You know. Eventually the mind is, I don't know, I'm not going to talk about that now. Ironically, what it's ultimately trying to do is be helpful.
Yeah.
Even when it's really screwed up.
Yeah.
When it's controlling and all of it. It's just trying to be helpful. You have to have compassion for the poor thing. Yeah. It's just a computer. It's just programmed.
Yeah.
It's more than that. Actually, our minds are actually infinite, too. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about that now. There you go. This is what's called the permanent. Everything else is transitory. Beautiful. Why did it keep happening?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're out of time for questions. I'm sorry. But we're going to have a little time now just to sit quietly, and then I'll have a few more things to say at the end, okay? The process of awakening and transformation is not in your control, Josh. And it's going to happen the way it's going to happen. You're not going to be able to control that. But it's a miracle, and it's what you are. And I'm really happy to see you here because it's like seeds germinating in fertile soil are being together. So I want to thank you so much for coming and being here because it's really facilitates a powerful working field for everyone of healing and transformation. And it's really awesome to be a part of this with you, and I'm thank you so much. I hope to see you soon, and in the meantime, keep finding out how to find your way. And don't be too sure you know how it's working, so you don't get in the way with your beliefs. Okay? And lots of love to you. Happy trails. Thank you.